Since you were last here, your form's been pretty good. What went wrong tonight?
That's a very good question. Look, we embarrassed ourselves as a coaching and playing group tonight, what we delivered. I suspect the players, as they come off the ground, it won't be a heavy post-mortem. We think we acknowledge our form coming in over 6 out of 7 weeks has been really workmanlike and building. And we come here to sort of continue on with that, really. And I just said we embarrassed ourselves and we need to... We've got 8 days, we play Collingwood. We won't dig in too much, except everyone have a good think about it and start preparing mentally to respond, because we represent more than, obviously, Fremantle Football Club's, all our members and fans. So, and we think we've been acquitting ourselves well, but we didn't tonight. So, you know, we haven't been starting well. And again, we didn't tonight, but look, they comprehensively obliterated us around the ball, around the stoppages. And then we didn't defend that well when it went in, and then we, you know, we didn't structure up very well to get it out. And, you know, it was world record pace, probably, the amount of turnovers centre back, and they're scoring easily. So I know they're a very good team, but even by Crows standards, you would think that was quite extreme, and even in the conditions. So really disappointed. Our second half, we moved players around. I thought, you know, Lockie Weller really found a little bit for us. We moved him midfield because that's where, you know, like Akamana started forward pocket, back pocket, then midfield. So Lockie Weller's got that kick in the run. So he's been forward, he's been back, and we want to move him into midfield. We did that, and we thought he was quite strong when he went there. Darcy Tucker fought on, and, you know, their young players, and I thought Blakely fought on a little bit as well. And I thought Fife never stopped trying, but in a real sense, the game was over, wasn't it? So we're really disappointed with that. We changed our routine coming here because the night games, we always go 2 days out, and we found that was a bit long sitting in hotels, so we come 1 day less. You know, ifs, muts, you know, buts, maybe. So we tried something different. We're going to have to keep working, but we understand. We're a team trying to transition our list and our football, and we think we've been doing that reasonably. And they're a very good team. They sit on top of the ladder, and we didn't. They really got hold of us and taught us a football lesson. So,
well, do you think it was more about you, the way you couldn't get the ball out of your defensive 50, or more about the way Adelaide set up to keep the ball inside the 50?
Yeah, look, that's a good question. We thought there was a bit of both, really. And look, we know the ground shape. It's very narrow, like Subiaco. It's very similar to be, and as is Cadinia Park. So we've gone and played finals on these sort of grounds. So the ground's no excuse, we understand. But if, like, if you want to get into the mechanics, we thought our tall forwards of really didn't come up and present for us and left us hanging. I think that was obvious for whatever reason. So, but, you know, that group are quite young. Our previous front halves have been very experienced. The ability to position and transition, if you think Pavlich, Main, De Boer, Ballantyne, Walters, and a bit of Clark in there or whatever. But if you think Kirsten, McCarthy down there, you know, if you're Brady Gray, Crozier, you know, they're still coming to hand with that. So there's a bit of system in AFL football. So that's probably the area that we're not as proficient as we have been when we've been a really high-level team. And we spoke about that during the week, and clearly we need to keep working on that as well. So, but, yeah, I thought our forwards, but I'll learn a lot from that. But around the ball, geez, the Crouch brothers were just super, weren't they? And their wingers, Malia, and, you know, they probably walked it out too easy. It was a territory battle. We got obliterated around the ball when we needed to stand up. You know, and it's probably a concern that when Aaron wasn't there, we weren't able to stand up because he gives us first use. So we're going to have to adapt to that better. I'm not sure whether he's back next week or not. So I think the mids and myself would walk away and go, gee, we need to be better without Aaron there. I'd like to think we just don't need Silver Service to compete and tackle and get the ball going our way. But maybe on the surface that was an issue.
So what do you do at quarter time? Do you still think it's the short term about the game, or do you start thinking about the long term agenda that you've got?
Yeah, we're always running a dual narrative. But at that point, I'm there to lead. Certainly didn't raise my voice. I just said, and particularly even at half time, was really disappointing. So it was like, we're in this together. We don't separate when we win and lose. But, you know, we need to show some football character and fight it out here. And we need some growth. within this rec, really. And as I said, there was a couple, not much, so I'm not being overly optimistic, but I thought we really liked what Weller did and what I've already mentioned. So it was like, boys, we need to position better. We need better shape in front and behind the ball under pressure. But it was disappointing. We're bitterly disappointed.
I know that there's no way known that you would use this as an excuse, but the first quarter of the rain, if you experienced such conditions like that, you know, it's as bad as it?
Look, we're both playing it.
Yeah, I know it's an excuse.
It's not a cliche. You've got to be a no-excuse footy club.
Was it hard for you?
To be honest, I didn't even notice that it was that heavy. Mm. I wouldn't have thought it was torrential rain or anything. I didn't think that. There was no wind, there was a bit of rain. And some of the coaching staff have been with me a long time. We've had a group that's been here 6 years, spoke about some of our best wins have been over in Adelaide in the wet. And so, yeah, that would be an excuse, yeah.
What sort of attitude did you find from the players as it became deeper and deeper on the scoreboard?
Well, they're only human and it sort of sucks the life out of them. So it was just about setting little goals for them. And then we were just throwing different things, you know, putting a forward in the stoppage to help them and just change it up a little bit, but and moving them around and trying to learn a little bit. And but again, it sort of be overly optimistic to think we got too much out of that. But we need to respond and regroup. I think the season's telling us there's a lot of even lifts out there. Maybe there's a couple of really good teams, but the rest of us are really need our leaders to stand up, and our boys have done that. And it's a really tough competition if you're mentally not there and you're physically a bit off, whatever percentage that may be, the other team isn't, well, you're going to be under some pressure. And from week to week, we talk about a week's a long time in footy. We're seeing it's within halves. We're seeing teams dominate for halves and then capitulating for a half. So I think the physical demand, the mental demand, when you've got to get the absolute best out of yourself to be very competitive, which is where we sit in that basket. I think there's a number of teams. We're seeing teams go from extraordinary to ordinary very quickly, and I think because they just haven't got that absolute out-and-out talent to sustain high-level football for 22 weeks. There's no doubt that's what's going on.
You reacted at selection the last time it happened to you, round two, wasn't it? Is it the same script again, or is it a different approach this time?
Yeah, really good point. We'll have a good look at it. Unfortunately, Peel didn't play, but they trained today. And we're not getting lost in being 6-3 or 6-4, whatever we are. That's still a front of the mind. And we travelled. Luke Ryan's been very close. Sean Darcy, a young ruckman, has been very close. And Tommy Sheridan. So we'll have a good look at it. Yeah, I don't think too many would put their head on the pillow tonight and think I'm absolutely safe, because it's a performance business. Whether you're a coach or a player, it's a performance business, and that's what we sign up for. So we'll all be assessed, and we need to reward people that have been underneath pushing away.
Have you got any idea how close Sandilands is?
Not more than I've told you, no. It'll be KPIs. It's certainly... But I'm no more equipped. He would have trained today and done something. So when we get back, we'll get some more information. But there's nothing to hide. If he's not playing, we'll just let you know. We're not in that position of playing game.
So what did you make of Griffin? Would Darcy be a decent chance to come in next
week? Yeah, what happened last week was when you win really well, you like to talk about the team. And so it didn't come across how I wanted, but I was really trying to say, look, you guys write about the individual performances because I think you're entitled to your view, but as a coach, you always want the team and, you know, when it's been a really good win. I think when it's been a really bad loss, it's the same principle. I think it's unfair either way to single out people, and I'm not fully equipped to assess the performance, but I wouldn't think there's too many that played super footy. Thanks, guys.